I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The initial shock of three mass shootings in the U.S. earlier this month may be wearing off. And now begins the journey through trauma recovery for affected communities. Set Free Ministries' Dean Vandermeer says it's a complex endeavor.
People who have been traumatized oftentimes cannot grow spiritually or emotionally past that time of trauma. So you have a lot of people who compartmentalize their pain and they hold it. But there's a different dimension to this and a different way to heal. Jesus says, I've come to set captives free.
Please ask the Lord to turn these tragedies into gospel opportunities. And if you need to talk, we'll connect you with Set Free at missionnews.org. And Wednesday concluded the Hajj, a Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca, Saudi Arabia. Over 2 million Muslims converged on the Islamic holy site this year. Because they believe Muhammad had visions when he received the Quran, Muslims also desire dreams and visions, especially on the Hajj. Pierre LaHaye with Frontiers USA tells us about Youssef, a former Muslim. Youssef prayed to dream of Muhammad, and one night he did. Youssef saw Muhammad kneeling before Jesus on a throne. In another dream, Jesus showed Youssef a church in his neighborhood and told him to go there.
So he went to the church and he met the pastor there. He told the pastor about the dreams he had had, and the pastor was able to share the good news with him, and Youssef decided to follow Jesus.
Please pray for Muslims to dream of Jesus and join what God is doing in the Muslim world through Frontiers USA at missionnews.org.
They are doing God's work, even as we speak. So pray that these Muslim background believers will win Muslims to Jesus right there in Mecca.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. Look for the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.